I'd say a good 80% chance that the bear just crawled off into some dark hole and just died. So I don't think that there's any danger to the public.
Authorities say the public is safe from a missing nuisance bear shot earlier this week by police. And it took hundreds of people to make the last Glacier Bears home event happen. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more coming right up. The general election is Tuesday, November 2nd. Skagway and Chilkat Valley voters will help elect an area representative to the state house, a governor and lieutenant governor, a United States representative, and United States senator. KHNS is broadcasting recorded forums and live debates among some of the candidates this week. On Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., listeners will hear from the candidates running for District 5 state representative, Cordova Democrat Robert Beadle and Haines Republican Bill Thomas. That recorded half-hour forum airs Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. On Wednesday evening, October 27th at 8 p.m., KHNS airs the debate for U.S. House. The live U.S. Senate debate follows at 9 p.m. Talk of Alaska programs over the past week have featured a handful of candidates and will interview Don Young at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Ethan Berkowitz and Sean Parnell, candidates for Alaska governor, debate live on Thursday, October 28th at 8 p.m. Alaska Public Broadcasting panelists are taking questions from the public in advance for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and State Governor's Office debates. Questions can be submitted by email to questions@debateforthestate.org. The November 2nd ballot also includes a vote to retain a Supreme Court justice and judges for the 1st Judicial District, two bonding propositions, and a ballot measure to increase the number of state legislators, Senate members, House members, and legislative districts. Voting early or absentee in-person voting is open now. Details are at the Haines and Skagway administrative buildings. Next Tuesday, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Skagway, Haines, and Mosquito Lake. Haines police declared Tuesday that a missing nuisance bear shot by an officer on school grounds is no longer thought to be a public threat.
He had a good direct hit, probably a lung shot. And with a 12-gauge, it's more likely than not, I'd say a good 80% chance that the bear just crawled off into some dark hole and just died. So I don't think that there's any danger to the public.
Police Chief Gary Lowe described the climactic event that capped off more than a week of bear disturbances throughout town.
The police responded at the school that they were having some problems with a bear that was outside in their dumpster. And there was a dance going on at the time. They had tried scaring the bear off by making noise and throwing stuff at it, and the bear showed absolutely no fear. So the school was afraid that when the dance got out, the kids would be in the proximity with that bear. So the officer showed up, and the bear did leave the area. So they stayed in the area for a couple hours to make sure that it was going to be safe for the kids when they left. The bear did show back up to that dumpster at about 2:30 in the morning, and one of the officers had a clear shot at it.
That was when the officer shot the animal at a distance of about 30 feet, causing it to run off into the wooded area across from the high school and between the water treatment plant and the police station. The police followed up by tracking the animal, increasing patrols, and distributing public service announcements.
This was not a decision that was made in haste. It was something that we have talked about over a period of a couple of weeks. It's also a question that I had ran past the state biologist.
That bear was well known by Sunday night, says Chief Lowe. A string of mischievous acts that was linked to the Bruin have completely stopped since the bear ran off Monday morning.
This was a bear that has been all over town. It's probably the one that was up on FAA that had broke into somebody's house and broke into a wooden shelter there. It has constantly, almost on a nightly basis, patrolled the Deschutes senior housing, the Fort Seward FAA area, downtown to some of the restaurants, into their dumpsters, behind the grocery stores, into their dumpsters, has broke into a car and took some garbage out of there, has broke into the dumpster at the behind the borough administration building and the dumpster at the school on multiple occasions. Everyone is telling us that anytime that they see this bear, he just has no fear, won't leave. The officers have shot it several times with rubber bullets, shot it with flashbangs, and it won't even leave the area.
The police department says they've been deliberating over how to handle this bear for some time while employing some typical methods of warding the bear off.
But this bear had just got itself habituated to being in town, and it was at the point that we just had to make a decision that we had to take some stronger action on it just for everyone's safety.
At the same time, the Hainesboro introduced a yet-to-be-adopted bear ordinance that would establish laws against leaving bear attractants within reach of the wild animals. The police department is no longer searching for a bear carcass, says Chief Lowe. He added that pedestrians can still exercise caution near the wooded area.
The area is just completely crisscrossed with bear trails, so it's hard to tell what's new and what's not, but you know, bears are in there constantly, and they didn't find any sign of the bear, but the officer that shot at it is very confident that he had a good direct hit. And certainly we know that the bear hasn't shown back up since that time, which is not his habit. His habit was on a nightly basis that he would be all over the downtown area. I think, you know, if the people are walking on the sidewalks or on the edge of the street, I don't have a fear that that bear is going to be a danger to anyone. If there are people that want to use those trails walking, say, from Major Road down to the school through the wooded area, maybe they might want to take an alternative route. But I think the public's safe.
Last weekend, Haines was host to what could have been the biggest home drama debate and forensics meet in Glacier Bear's history.
I think so. I don't think we've ever had more kids here at the school. We had six teams participate.
DDF is an extracurricular activity in many schools that offers competition in 12 different acting and speaking events. Glacier Bears DDF coach Gershon Cohen put the size of the meet in perspective by saying it was about two-thirds the size of a state championship meet. That included 20 debate teams. Two of those represented Haines.
Our two debate teams went 4-2 and 5-1, just barely missing being in the final debate. Chris Bowman, who's our number one debater, placed first in the tournament in speaker points. But Brennan Whittemore and Royal Henderson had a great tournament going 4-2. And Chris and Eli White had a great tournament going 5-1 against a lot of very good teams.
Maggie Daly took fourth overall in dramatic interpretation, and the Reader's Theater and Mime Pieces placed third and fourth. Cohen explains it could have been the crowd-pleasing humor that engaged judges last weekend, to the point that they asked for both pieces to be performed again for the public at the end of the tournament.
The Reader's Theater piece is based on the movie Airplane. And so it's this incredible spoof about everybody getting sick on the plane from eating fish. And so they have to get a pilot from the back of the plane who is a former fighter pilot who is afraid to fly because of his war experiences. They have to get him up to the cockpit to get him to land the plane in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. And then there's a whole bunch of kind of slapstick, verbal slapstick that goes on because of the names of everyone. One of the pilots is named Over, and so every time they say Over on the mic, it's Over, Over, and, you know, Roger, Roger is another one, and the doctor's name is Shirley, so every time they say, well, Shirley, you don't mean, stop calling me Shirley. And so it's a very funny piece, and that's a big hit.
The original mime piece was done by seven students and took fourth overall.
The last elevator operator is about seven people who end up in an elevator together. And it's this elevator operator who would like to be anywhere else in the world at this point in his life. But into his elevator comes a gangsta kind of person and a sassy woman who's smoking cigarettes and followed by a germaphobe who can't take the pollution from the cigarettes. And then a trombone player comes in, and then a very pregnant woman. And so late in the mime, the gangsta decides to hold everybody up. And in the stress of the moment, the pregnant woman gives birth. And then the baby, we happen to have a physically small member of the team, a young, you know, he's a freshman. And he actually gets birthed from under the chair that she's sitting on. And it's hilarious. And people loved it. And it was definitely a crowd favorite.
Unlike most home meets in Northern Panhandle schools, last weekend's DDF tournament required nearly as many volunteers as it did student competitors. Citizen judges, recruited from all corners of the Chilkat Valley, are what make the home meet possible every year.
Well, we probably all told had close to 100 volunteers. Most of those are judges. We had almost as many judges as we had students, which is just remarkable for a town this size. DDF has always been very, very strongly supported in Haines, and without that support, we couldn't pull off the program. I mean, we could have a program that could travel elsewhere, but we wouldn't be able to do tournaments here if we didn't have that kind of support from the community.
The season is still early, with three more tournaments before the state meet in February, and the Glacier Bears team is rather young, say coaches, and even younger last weekend, with four upperclassmen not in attendance.
Well, the performances this year for this early in the season are the best I've ever seen. There just seem to be so many really polished performers out there, which can make it hard for some teams, and but really gives great examples. I mean, in the commands, if anyone stayed for the commands, they saw a very, very high caliber of performances.
Skagway DDF students did not participate in the Haines meet. Their next meet is in December. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.